Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome again to the Explaining History podcast, and this is a kind of a slightly different sort of podcast today, because it's really my way of trying to take the podcast and everything I've been doing for the last God knows how many years now forward. A thing that's been worrying me for a while about the Explaining History podcast is that the questions that I've been asking myself about really the 20th century, to some extent the 19th, but mainly the 20th century, do these questions help any of us? I believe they do. I believe that understanding the ways in which people have responded to change, the ways that nations have acted, the ways that political actors have approached ideological problems. These are sorts of things that we try to deal with, the impact of empire, transitions in kind of the world economy, all these sorts of things that have caused enormous and fundamental change in the lives of human beings and how human beings see the world. These are important things to know and to understand and to work through in a methodical way. And what I've always tried to do is to step beyond our assumptions that we are all likely to make as human beings. We all love to have a kind of little bit of mental shorthand to give the world a kind of a coherent narrative. Well, the world's just more complicated than that. But we live in a time that is fundamentally different to the 20th century and yet has echoes of the 20th century. We live in an era where we face the challenges of climate change, machine learning, automation, the possibility of a world economy that will flatline for a century. We have a situation now where virtually none of the ideas that we've inherited from the 20th century seem to be applicable or seem to be able to deal with these fundamental transitions that we're ongoing. Now, don't get me wrong here. I love doing the Explaining History podcast, and I'm going to continue doing it always. It's, you know, until people stop listening to it, I'm going to continue creating it. But I'm considering doing a second podcast. And I don't want to create anything that the community, and there's, you know, many, many subscribers now and listeners around the world, isn't going to connect with, because obviously it's a lot of time and effort and for no purpose. The second podcast I'm thinking of would be a kind of a digest of contemporary ideas, from looking at things like modern monetary theory from a critical perspective, looking at questions of automation and artificial intelligence. And bear in mind, I'm not a scientist, so I have to muddle through these things like a layman. And so I'm really looking at the best writing in the marketplace on it at the moment. Questions of contemporary international politics, looking more at the rise in populism. You'll notice in the podcast I've studiously avoided looking at things like Trump and Brexit. One of the reasons for that is because there are people who have said more on the subject far more articulately than me. I'm sure that there's plenty that can be said, but I've tried to not take up space that other people are already filling. But maybe the time has come on a second Explaining History podcast to focus on the big question as to why are we experiencing populism in America, Great Britain, Europe, India, Australia, the Philippines, Israel, in enormous and is this enormous world transition that appears to be happening. And what does it mean, and how do we navigate it, and how do we as human beings deal with this threat to ideas of a kind of enlightenment and civilization everywhere? How do we approach ideas that are there, you know, the mass misinformation online? Now, I am going to, if I go ahead with this podcast, take it from a particularly political and ideological starting place. Okay, let's be clear about that. Not everybody will share my views, and I don't expect you to. And what I don't want is to create an excluding space. My views are broadly social democratic, and I tried to create a kind of an open forum for pretty much everybody, as long as, and I've made this point in the Explaining History Facebook group, it's that people don't bring views based around hate and intolerance. Okay, so you might have economic views that are opposite to mine. That's fine, doesn't really matter. We need to not agree. This is one of these fundamental things about discourse, is that there needs to be oppositional views. But broadly, I would start from a kind of a social democratic standpoint, and one that is based around the assumption that most rational people in the world wish to work towards greater levels of freedom, autonomy, and community, and tolerance, and compassion. I'm going to start from the standpoint that the listeners of this podcast are inherently benign human beings who are horrified about the loss of life to refugees in the Mediterranean, who are horrified about the advances that misogyny appears to be making worldwide, who are horrified by illegal wars and by the massive degree of inequality in wealthy societies around the world. I'm going to start from the standpoint, and it's an easy assumption to make, because broadly, most people are not psychopaths. So that's where I would start from. And I don't want to do a podcast that is simply autodidactic, where I am the sage on the stage, because I'm not at all. I'm just your average history teacher, stroke, drug and alcohol counsellor. I don't want to do a podcast where I am talking to the audience. I want a podcast, like the Explaining History podcast has gradually become over the years. There's a bit of a community. So the things that concern the listenership about the contemporary circumstances in which we exist. And what I'd like to do is to look at interesting writing about politics, economics and science as well at the moment, and try to find how we kind of navigate the 21st century. What the podcast is going to be called, I don't know. Maybe it's going to be called Navigating the 21st Century. Maybe that's a bit too ambitious. So what I'd really like is for you guys to help me. I'd really like your participation. I'd really like your ideas. You can email me directly at nick_shepley@hotmail.com. You can catch me on the Explaining History Facebook group. And there are probably numerous other ways to get in touch with me. I'm on like Twitter, ranting about things periodically. So if you'd like to start to throw some ideas back and forth about how we could create a second podcast together, and how we can make it this broad, broadly humanistic, social democratic forum for examining contemporary crises and exploring who is writing the most interesting and thought-provoking and potentially hopeful ideas about how we navigate the 21st century with the various social, economic and environmental crises that beset us. I'd be really interested for your input because the one thing that I've come to believe about whatever the future holds is that a compelling future for humanity is one based on collaboration, where we all work together. So that's why I really want to kind of throw the doors open here. So, yeah, get in touch and I'll be really keen to hear from you. Take care, everybody. All the best. Bye-bye.